My name is Luke. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography, which stems from seeking acceptance from others. I'm not going to sing the rest of my testimony. No, just, you don't want that. I was born in a Christian home with an amazing and supportive family. Growing up, I was often rejected and bullied at school, and I would seek refuge from that at church through my youth group. Church became a place where I could fulfill my desire for acceptance, but that still left me with the rest of the week. I was introduced to pornography at a young age by influential friends in my life, and I felt a sense of acceptance that I wasn't feeling elsewhere. This became a recurring theme for multiple years as I wanted to fit in with those friends, and all the things I was looking at were also giving me the feelings of love and acceptance that I was searching for. That struggle was further amplified when I was sexually abused by someone that represented what I'd always wanted to be. I felt an incredible amount of shame, but I thought that it was just the way things were and that those things were just what had to happen in order for me to fit in. I tried a few times to fight back against the pornography, but it came from a place of guilt and shame, and I could never leave it for long. It kept pulling me back. I continued struggling off and on through high school and college, where I met my bride. I had thought that once I found someone that would love me, the struggle with pornography would go away and I would feel accepted, but it only got worse from there. I pulled her into the whirlwind of my fleeting desires, and it became quickly apparent that she was not able to fill the hole in my heart the way that I had so desperately wanted. The pornography had warped my mind and created a false world of intimacy that she could never live up to. Fueled by my desire for acceptance and the belief that I knew exactly how to get it, I began to control and manipulate her in every aspect of life. Through almost 6 years of marriage, I spiraled deeper and deeper into a controlling, manipulative, and downright abusive treatment of the woman that I had sworn to cherish. I pushed physical boundaries and withheld my affection when I didn't feel loved or accepted in the specific way that I demanded. I pushed her further and further away as I hurt more and more inside, all the while missing how much pain I was inflicting on her. Meanwhile, my addiction to pornography was only growing stronger, and I would retreat to it almost daily to avoid the reality of the world where I wasn't feeling acceptance in the way that I thought I needed. I had constructed a false world where I would control everyone and everything around me in order to feel how I thought I deserved to feel. This false world came crashing down all at once when she revealed just how deeply I'd hurt her, and she left. I crumbled, with every fear of rejection coming to life. My desire for acceptance led me to plunge myself into a world of pornography that I no longer had to hide. The next few months of my life were a mess, feeding that desire through pornography and alcohol while only feeling worse. The lowest point came on my birthday when I took off work with the intention to take my life. In the end, I obviously didn't, but it was at that point that I realized that the pursuit of life apart or through the world apart from God wasn't going to lead anywhere, and that I needed help. There was a girl at work who was, as best as I can phrase it, very obviously Christian. She had a joy that others didn't, and it was something that I wanted to experience as well. I connected with her husband and told him that my life was broken, that I needed help. He brought me to Watermark. The very first time I stepped into the building, I saw a God that I hadn't ever seen before. I stood there in worship, crying my eyes out as I saw what I'd been missing in my heart all along. After a few weeks that felt like a whirlwind, I was encouraged to visit Regeneration. I was sure that I could still handle things on my own and in my own way, but I felt the Lord calling me to give it a try. To be completely honest, I wasn't even concerned about my issue with pornography, and all I wanted was freedom from the pain and the sadness that I was experiencing. When I got to Regen, I was overwhelmed by the things that people were admitting to out loud in front of everyone else. I'd been hiding in my sin and my brokenness for so long, especially from those closest to me, out of fear of rejection and shame. But these people were listing out the same things that I was going through. I was surrounded by men who were broken just like I was, but were pursuing the Lord for healing. Over the next several weeks, I kept identifying more and more areas of my life that were broken, and I kept peeling back layer after layer, finding more and more struggles. All I wanted was to not be sad, but God had much greater plans for me than that. By far the most impactful step of Regen for me was step one, admit. I had to admit that I couldn't do this on my own. Romans 7:18 says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out." This truth dug deep into my core. I'd been trying to do this my whole life, relying only on myself to make sure that I felt exactly what I wanted to feel, regardless of how it affected anyone around me. I would see that desire for acceptance satisfied by controlling others into being exactly what I wanted, and I had thought that I could continue down that road on my own. God showed me that I couldn't do it, that I needed him, and that I needed a personal relationship with Jesus. I pursued that relationship with Christ and with the support of my mentor and my step group. I learned what it looks like to invite God into the driver's seat of my life. He has shown me that I can find my acceptance in him because he loves me and he always will. I no longer need to turn to the things of this world or to those around me to find my value because I can find it in him. Life today is so incredibly different than it used to be. I start every day off by reading God's word, praying, and spending time with the Lord. I let him lead my life, direct my choices, and lead my interactions with others. I've surrounded myself with people that support me and encourage me in my walk with Christ, and I put all my desires for acceptance on Christ alone. I still struggle with worldly desires, but Regen has now equipped me to be able to invite Jesus and my community group into those struggles. When I stumble, they're there without judgment, ready to pick me back up again. I've now been divorced for over a year and a half, but I'm committed to continuing to learn to love my bride the way that Ephesians 5:25 calls us when it says, "Love your wives as Christ loved the church." This pursuit of reconciliation and the restoration of my marriage is teaching me so much about Christ's love for me. His love was there my entire life, just waiting for me, calling for me to come home. I pursued things apart from him for so long, but he never wavered. And like the father of the prodigal son, he was waiting with open arms for me to return. Unlike the love that I had pursued in this world, God's love satisfies. His love sets us free from the bondage of sin, and his love transforms us. Now that I've learned to live loved, I can love, support, and encourage those around me without any selfish motives, whereas before I would only do those things if I was able to see some benefit for myself. I've spent a lot of time thinking about the phrase we use in our intros, "I have a new life in Christ." And the more I think about it, the more beauty and truth I see in it. We're given a new life in Christ. I'm not a version of Luke that struggles less with pornography or a version of Luke that no longer seeks acceptance of others. I have a completely new life in Christ. I am no longer what I used to be. My relationships look different now that I don't try to control those around me. My hobbies look different now that I focus on things that glorify God. I've found a new and incredible joy in serving others by volunteering here at Regen. Even little things have changed, like what video games I play and how I respond to Dallas drivers, who, for the record, desperately need Regen. I had pause for laugh there, so it was good. I share the gospel with others, and I invite others in to be able to experience the freedom that I'm so graciously able to experience as well. I find joy in Christ through difficult circumstances, and in everything I do, I seek to glorify God. Lastly, I want you to know that you are not alone and that you don't have to solve these problems on your own. Embrace those around you in this ministry and allow them to walk beside you as you pursue healing through a relationship with Jesus Christ. My name is Luke. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from pornography and seeking acceptance from others. To God be all of the glory.